On January 10, 1977, after 3 years of ridiculous litigation, the Apple and Abco suit is officially settled. Approximate figures indicate that Abco paid Apple about $800,000 and that Apple paid Alan Klein $5 million. In March, rumors spread that a group called Klatu is actually the reformed Beatles. The group is traced to Toronto, where they are found to be studio musicians creating, quite nicely, the famous Fab Four sound. On April 8th, the infamous Hamburg tapes are released on the Lingasong label. Recorded at the Star Club in 1962 by Teddy Kingsize Taylor on a small mono tape recorder, the tapes are of poor quality and therefore lack any real meaning other than for the all-out Beatle collector. In May, in response to the Hamburg performances, Capitol Records and EMI released The Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl. The production and sound is exceptional, considering that it was done back in 1964 and 1965 on a three-track tape machine. This was done at the time by producer George Martin, and he remixed it for release in 1977. In April, a Broadway musical called Beatlemania opens at the Winter Garden Theater in New York. Beatle look-alike musicians played Beatle songs against a background of film clips from the 1960s. In May, John and Yoko went to Japan to show their son, Sean Ono, to Yoko's parents. John had prepared for the trip by studying Japanese. While in Japan, John says, "We really have nothing to say. We've basically decided, without a great decision, to be with our baby as much as we can until we feel we can take time off to indulge ourselves in creating things outside the family." In June, George and Patty Harrison are granted a divorce. On September 30th, 1977, Ringo releases another album called Ringo the Fourth. This track was released as a single. It's the old Joe Simon hit of 1972.